Who's this one who's looking down like the dawn? Okay, Yofa Kalavono, as beautiful as the moon, Boro Kachamo, as clear, as bright as the sun, Ayuma Kanit Golis, as feared as the Nidgolis, or the, I guess, the Malochim or something like that. So let's see what it says. Misa Sanishkofo, Oleinu. Who's looking down on us? Mimokom Hagavoya, La Nomuch, Kruya Hashkofa. Hashkofa means Hashkifo, Hashkifo, Mimoin Kochicho. You're looking down from above. Okay, so who's the one who's looking down from high up? Looking down, La Nomuch, Kruya Hashkofa. Kach Beis HaMikdosh, Gavoa Mikolo Arotzois. So the Beis HaMikdosh is Gavoa Mikolo Arotzois. So what does that mean? Oh, because, so I guess because the Mokom Hashoras Hashchino. That's very strange.
What?
And Pasuk says, who's looking down? So, what do you mean? Hashem is looking down min hashamayim. Hashkifu mimoyin kochicho min hashamayim. That's what the Pasuk says, right? So now he says, no, you know what he's talking about? Because the Beis HaMikdosh is higher than every place else. So Mimele, and the Mokom Hashoras Hashchino.
We're referring to Klal Yisrael's lamenting the cover they used to have back when they were about to go. So it used to be that the Shechina used to look up and they would see the Beis HaMikdash because they were in the lower lands, and then they would see the Beis HaMikdash and Hashem was being from the Shechina looking down on them.
So you're saying that we can't relate to...
We now relate to Hashem. I mean, we don't have
we have no place else to go, so we look...
It's like, Beis HaMikdash, right there.
But it's not as relatable. But it's not as relatable.
Yeah.
You know, the real thing is mizois hanishkofer k'meishocha. Mizois hanishkofer is who is it looking? In other words, to and what are we doing? What are we doing? Let's see the rest. K'meishocha hoylechu meir maat maat kach hoy Yisrael bevayesheni betchilas rubov pachas Yehuda v'loy melech v'hoyu mishubodim v'poros v'yovon ach kach nizchem beish chashmonay v'nas melochim. I don't get it. I don't get it. So what's the pshat? Mizo is hanishkofo aleinu mimokom hagavoya lanomuch kruya hashkofo. Kach beis hamikdash goa mikol arotzos. I guess that's the pshat. That's what you're saying, I guess, is right. So in other words, the pshat is like that. Maybe that's taka the reason that in the Golus, we taka don't have that true sense of Dveikus Bashem, because it became much less tangible when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Osuli Mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom. If I go to your I go to your house, it's I'll tell you a very strange moshel. Yeah. This time I went to my in-laws' house. My in-laws are not there anymore. And it was like, you feel a different level of connection. You go to a kever. You go to a kever. But there's a different level of connection. Because there's some tangible, we live in a tangible world, we're tangible people. The more abstract something is, the more difficult it is to connect with. So the Beis HaMikdash, also the Mikdash, oh, this is your address. This is the address. I don't have to. You send a letter to Hashemayim. Where? What? The Shemayim is Hashemayim Kisiv, or it's Adoim Ragbam. It's such a big thing. It's the whole, you know, like. And Teretz says, no, we have a Beis HaMikdash. Here, I think that's the pshat. So in other words, that's Mizos HaNeshkofa, when we feel Hashem's supervision, and maybe that's the difference. In the Golus, I don't know if we learned it yet or it's later on, but since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach Menach Aloinois, Meitzitz Menach Harakim, we don't see it the same way. He's peeking through, but this, we had a Beis HaMikdash, we had Mamash, we could identify. That's what people go to the Kosel, so they feel even a little bit closer, a little something. We need tangible props. Okay, so Kemoy Shochar, so he's looking now for the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the Mizois? But who is this? What do you mean, what Mizois? What's that all about? Oh. What do you mean, who? You don't know who he is? What do you mean? What's the question? I don't get it.
It's not like a beloved way of saying it.
What do you mean?
Like who's that one who's shining his light out toward me? Who is that? It's like an endearing. No, it's because it's not direct. It's not direct. It's not. It's not a.
It's the other person.
It's, yeah, we're saying it.
The guy says to his wife, "Who's the one who loves me?"
No, but if he says, "Who's the one who's watching over me?"
Who's the one who's watching over me?
Like a son.
Who's the one who watches over me? It's not direct. That's for sure.
I don't get it.
I think of a good example.
Better. No.
As long as you see.
I sort of heard it though. I'm not sure why.
That's why you heard it.
No, I heard it a little.
Musos had a shkofa from the base of Mikdash. K'may shochar, hoyli chomer me'at me'at. The shochar, or the shochar, the morning, the sun rises little by little. You see a little more light, a little more light. Kachoy Yisro b'bay sheni betchilas rubovel pachas Yehuda. There was rubovel was like the governor. There wasn't they didn't have kings yet. V'loy melech v'oyim shubodim l'paros yovan. Paros and Yovan still controlled there. It's Israel when the rubovel came back from Bovel to build the bay sheni. Ach kach nitzchum beis chashmonoi v'nasum melochim. Ayuma kanedgolos. Let's see. Ayuma begiboyreho, he's feared in his strong people. Kenedgolos shemalochim, like the armies of kings. Kol zeakodesh baruch hu mekales es kneses Yisrael. Yofa atrayosi kesirtzo v'chol inyan adkan. These are praises of Hakadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. She got to read to the end of the pasuk.
Crazy. He goes nishka hanishka ba'alenu.
Mm-hmm. What? Oh. How's that fit into alenu? Mi zoysa nishkofo. Mi hashkofo. Mi makam gual anamich kruy hashkofo. Wow. You're not gonna tolerate this. Yeah? Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kaviyochol, looks to the Klal Yisrael's enlightening the world as Olenu. What?
Malach, like the Malachim, people are saying.
No, Olenu, yeah, in other words, because, push it, yeah? We're supposed to be Or Lagoyim. What's the pshat? What's the Or? We're the light. What light are we shining on the Goyim? Yeah, you know what light? What?
The Torah.
What'd you say?
The Torah.
What? No, but what does that really mean? That we're putting.
We're the source of all morality.
No, but more than that. But in the context of this, we're shining the floodlight on Hashem. Well, what is the Klal Yisrael doing? What is the Klal Yisrael doing? Klal Yisrael is from this Mokum Gevoya, which is the Beis HaMikdosh, right? It's shining light onto the world. What is shining light? We always looked at it as, the light of mitzvahs, or like, go even teach them what's right. But you know what we're really doing? We're really showing them Hashem.
Okay.
That's exactly what we're doing. So this is what the Pasuk means. Mizeis HaNishkofo. So Rashi says, Oleinu, Mimokam Agavoy LaNomuch, which is the Beis HaMikdosh, Heli Chomer Ma'at Ma'at, Kachoy Yisro B'Yesheni, B'Tchilo, we only had, Zerubbabel was a governor of Yehuda, and there was no Melech, V'Hoyim Shibodim, so therefore we couldn't shine the fullest light, because we weren't in the highest, we weren't in the most, how do you call it, strategic position. We had a governor, but we didn't have a melech.
We're reading Aleinu on ourselves. Aleinu is ourselves.
No, Aleinu is Hashem is talking on us, on him and the Malachim. On I guess
that's what I'm asking.
He's included in that. Yeah.
That's,
That's what you asked, what's Oleinu?
I know.
That's what you answered.
That's not what
Maybe staying on. Look what it says. Oh, now we have Malochim. Now we're already a whole koyach in the world. We're accepted now amongst the what do you call it of nations? The United. No, but there's a word they use.
League.
What? No.
Maybe Hashem including us.
What?
Maybe Hashem is telling them Allah. Why is being Malochim? Maybe Hashem saying on us, meaning on.
But Hashem is praising Oleinu.
No, Hashem is praising that who is bringing light onto us, meaning us. The Klal Yisrael and Hashem together.
So who's bringing light? The Klal Yisrael. It doesn't make sense.
No, the
Klal Yisrael
is bringing light onto themselves and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem is speaking on behalf of himself and Klal Yisrael. We're bringing light to ourselves.
Aha, aha, aha. Oleinu, so Hashem is including himself with us. All right, that's better. That's
we're showing people the
light. Oh, that's better. So you hear? Okay, so that's what we're saying. No, Ashragi, what do you say? Hashem, that's better. It sits better with you. Oleinu, who is the one who's shedding light on us? Meaning us, meaning Klal Yisrael and Hashem. From the Beis HaMikdash, that's what it's Hanish Kofo, from the Mokum Gavoa, which is the Beis HaMikdash, Kimoy Shachar, Vohelichu Meir Ma'at, Kacho Yisroel B'Bayasheni, gradually, in other words, in the Bayis Rishon, we shone a light on the Klal Yisrael and Hashem, and the whole world recognized that the Bayis Rishon could have had not, if Mipnei Chatoenu Golino Me'Artzeinu, if not for that, then the Bayis Rishon could have remained and would have shed light onto the whole world. But the Bayis Rishon was destroyed. Now the Bayis Sheni, when the Zerubbabel came back, so ma'at ma'at, little by little, that the Klal Yisrael is the one that's shining, the Beis HaMikdash and the, what was done in the Beis HaMikdash and the activities of Klal Yisrael, again following the directives of the Torah, that's shining light on us. In other words, the people, it's shining once again the spotlight is on Hashem and Klal Yisrael as the source and the dogma of how you have to live your life. That's it. So feared. Like the mighty armies of the kings. Calls out Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekalis is Knesset Yisrael. Just like he said, Yofat Rayosi Kesirut Zavachol Inyan Adkan. This is all praise of HaKodesh Baruch Hu to Knesset Yisrael.
So, what? Yavchan Mizos. Hashem speaking to us.
Therefore, meaning
who is this?
Mizos. Mizos Hanishkofa. No, if Hashem is already speaking to us, he could speak in that language. It says Mizois. In other words, this is who is this? Like it's pointing it out. This is Klal Yisrael. Who are these people that? In other words, this is where he pointed out. Look, who are these people that are causing this light in the world? It's not so terrible. It's a praise of Klal Yisrael. Look, HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise God. I said, look, Mizois, who are these people? Take a look. Maybe it continues. No, I'll get us a gozer out of that, something else. Okay, so if that's the case, just let's get one thing. But I think that's, I don't know how to do any better on that. But then there's one very interesting point. Mizois and Ishkofa Oleinu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu compares himself, equates himself to Klal Yisrael. What is that all about? We're in this, even to
be on a lower level.
What? I understand. Obviously a lower level, but look, Oleinu. In other words, no, it's like what I mean is there's like a partnership. There's a partnership in shedding light to the world. No, but this is a very beautiful thing. In other words, the Klal, or Lagoyim, okay, light unto the nations. I don't know what that means. But shedding light to the world, in other words, from the Beis HaMikdash comes out the message of Hashem. And it's a partnership between Hashem and the Klal Yisrael. That light that comes out, that Klal Yisrael is bringing out, is shedding a light on them as the examples, and on Hashem as the source. Wait a second. Where did it say Yofa Atra Yossi? That was just a few seconds before. Why is he referring to that? Yofa Atra Yossi. Here it's in Dalit.
This whole
thing from Yofa Atra Yossi. From Yofa Atra Yossi. So maybe. Kali says Knesset Yisrael. He's Makali says Knesset Yisrael. You see, Olenu really is there's an equation. We're equating ourselves to something. That's it. There's different levels. So maybe the pshat is like this. What is the Klal Yisrael? Well, no. I guess, listen to this. Just this is homiletic, maybe. Maybe borderline homiletics. Yeah? And the pshat is like this. How is Klal Yisrael working? How is HaKadosh Baruch Hu working? In two ways. Teaching and... And what?
Acting.
Modeling, I was going to say, but that's not such a nice word, baby. Okay? Acting and teaching. HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with these midos, and Klal Yisrael is supposed to act with these midos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches the Torah, and Klal Yisrael is supposed to teach the world. That's really what it is. So we're in a partnership. So it's very interesting. So if a person dedicates his life to teaching, and teaching the world and enlightening the world, what he's really doing is he's really joining in a partnership with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's his mess. That's his mission, and that's what we're doing. I like that. Adkan. I think we have to end. Sorry.